On a quiet, shady street a few blocks from the Bay of Bengal, a three-wheeled auto taxi sputters past the decaying facades of French-built structures. The driver presses the bulb of his exterior-mounted horn to warn the few pedestrians ambling along the Rue de la Cassine. This beachside community has been infused by Indian speech, dress, and food since the French agreed to abandon their last territories in India in 1954. But the French atmosphere lingers among the colonial-era mansions, churches, boulevards, and promenades. Prabhakar Vaidyanathan epitomizes the modern Pondicherry. His family chose Indian nationality over French after nearly 300 years of French colonial rule.
We had a choice, but we refused to become French. But I still studied French. I have a lot of French friends. What remains of the French here now is a little of the culture that we've shared with them. They've shared with us. The way we eat, the way we speak. Even our Tamil is different from the Tamil in Tamil Nadu.
That melange of Tamil and French, along with English, is the lingua franca of the nearly 1 million people living in this territory of 300 square kilometers, which hugs the coast of the Indian state of Tamil Nadu. France has a consulate here, and various French entities help to maintain the cultural influence, including secondary schools, an Alliance Française, which runs the Le Club restaurant, the Institut Français de Pondicherry, and the hangout of the now elderly men who fought in France's wars, the Foyer du Soldat. While an estimated 20,000 Pondicherians have moved to France, about 10,000 French reside here. Alain Jolivet is an abstract artist who came to Pondicherry from France 5 years ago. Sitting at the bar of a seaside hotel and sipping a cognac, Jolivet says he does not spend much time waxing nostalgic about the faded French influence.
Rien de tout cela. Nous avons le passé ici, mais non, ça n'a rien à voir.
Jolivet says he sees Pondicherry as a small town in a big country, a nice place for old guys to hang out with their French-speaking friends in the former administrative capital of Indian France. Despite the new émigrés from France, Jolivet does not expect the new blood will restore Pondicherry's Gallic vigor.
Alors non, il y a, excepté l'architecture, où on trouve encore quelques petites choses.
The artist predicts that a half century from now, the only remnants of France in Pondicherry will be basically what is here now, the architecture in the French Quarter. That does not seem to cause angst among the locals. After all, the French, Dutch, English, and Portuguese fought for centuries for domination of this patch of coast, and all have faded from memory with little consequence. Pondicherry faces challenges in expanding its tourism base. It has less than 1,000 air-conditioned hotel rooms. It is several hours by car or train from the nearest airport at Chennai. The town is overshadowed as a tourist destination by its neighbor Auraville, a sprawling utopian commune, which actually lies in Tamil Nadu, not the territory of Pondicherry. The current territorial government has officially renamed the enclave Puducherry, although few people anywhere use the name. It plans to build a deep-water port for international trade and tourism. 2,000 years ago, a port existed just south of the town where Roman goods, including wine, were imported. Those gathered in the bar of the Hotel Promenade say they will drink to that. Steve Herman, VOA News, Pondicherry.